On today's Part of My Take, we have the other two members of our Mount Rushmore of recurring guests, Michael Rappaport, to do the Mount Rushmore of sitcom dads, and Blake Griffin to do the Mount Rushmore of NBA cities. We talk U.S. Open, the wild trades that are going on for the NBA draft, who's back of the week, and our brand new segment, Higher Learning, where we give advice to our 18-year-old intern who's going off to college in the fall. Before we get to all that, I wanted to talk to you guys quickly about Indochino. It is wedding season. You're probably going to need a suit this summer, and Indochino has the best suits that you can get, perfectly tailored, and you can get them online. It is super easy. Don't be that schmuck who's wearing a generic off-the-rack suit. A tailored suit from Indochino will look good, feel good, and guess what? It's not that expensive. You can choose from hundreds of top-quality fabrics and personalize your suit just the way you want it, whether it's for work, a wedding, or any other special occasion. Here's how it works. Visit a showroom or shop online at Indochino.com. Pick your fabric, choose your customization, submit your measurements, place your order, and wait for it to arrive in just 2 weeks. Do it right now this week. Listeners can get any premium Indochino suit for just $379 at Indochino.com when entering PMT at checkout. That's 50% off the regular price for a made-to-measure premium suit. Plus, shipping is free. That's Indochino.com. Promo code PMT for any premium suit for just $379 and free shipping. Do it now. Indochino.com. Promo code PMT. Let's go.
It's Part of My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.
Welcome to Part of My Take. It is Monday, June 19th.
Yes. Juneteenth. Happy Juneteenth to our listeners of color.
Something called the Brooks Koepka won the U.S. Open. Yeah. So, good job, Brooks.
Actually, I'm going to file that under you think.
Yeah.
Because just if you name your kid Brooks, you're just blatantly hoping that they'll win a major golf tournament at some point.
Let's just get this right out of the way. He is way too attractive to win any kind of major tournament. I'm not happy with how this has gone down. Yeah. Usually you need a receding hairline, some Phil Mickelson man boobs, some Tiger Woods inner demons.
I would have loved for at least a shot where he takes his hat off and he's got the golf tan where it's just a straight line across the forehead.
Yeah, the Stuart Sink.
Yeah, but no, he's got like an even tan. We're consistent on this show. If you're an attractive person, you shouldn't be good at anything.
Give me one flaw that I can make fun of you for on Twitter and make me feel better as a person.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, he has, I think attractive girlfriend. He just won like $3 million. He's attractive. He's, the U.S. Open winner. Fuck this guy.
Fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him.
I don't like him. I want to get on record. I want to get ahead of the hate for him. I don't like this Brooks guy.
Yeah. And you know what? We can say fuck now because we actually put the explicit tag on our podcast only, 16 months later.
Yeah.
Bitches. Yeah. What's up? Yeah. Fuckheads. Again, I'm disappointed though, and I'll tell you why. The golf course lost. So I expect more. I'm a guy who roots for the golf course against the players. I want to see the U.S. Open golf course. I think someone mentioned in 2007 the winner was like plus five. Now that's a golf course.
That's what I like to see. I want to see Jim Nance giving his tie to the course.
Exactly. I expected more out of the fescue. I expected more out of the uneven greens.
Fescue was a huge letdown.
Yes.
If you have a piece of grass that has such a cool name, you want it to just like dominate people. You want people to like die. To suffocate in the fescue.
Right, and everyone was just hitting it right down the middle the whole time.
I like
easiest
it.
Golf course I've ever seen. So, USGA, figure it out. Like, that's...
I watched the U.S. Open to see disaster strike.
Yes.
And it was just... The quality of play was too good. It was on Father's Day, though. And that's... Do they do that on purpose?
Yeah.
Because what a treat. What a treat for dads.
Probably.
To
golf.
Just
yeah.
get your nap on.
Like, fart on your couch and just sleep and watch a little golf.
I'm not
the soothing tones of Joe Buck.
I'm not a dad, but that I know of.
Yeah.
But from what I understand, one of the best perks about being a father is the luxury to get 1 weekend a year where you can fall asleep watching golf.
Yes.
So yes. Shout out to all the dads.
An early who's back is dads. Mm-hmm. Because the one thing I love about Father's Day is everyone goes on social media and talks about like all their father's quirks that they love, even though we all know like you probably hate them. Like mm-hmm. you probably hate those. But then you tweet pictures of your dad when he was younger, and it's kind of cool. Like mustaches were in, mm-hmm. those things. So shout out to all dads. Shout out to my dad. He listens to this show every day.
My dad doesn't know what a podcast is, but shout out to him.
Yeah, so your dad doesn't love you.
My dad listens to the show. Shout out to
him. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, there we go. Time
my dad took me out of school on April 1st and just ruined my childhood.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that too.
Yeah.
Love you, Dad.
Shout out to my dad and Hank's dad, award-winning listeners. Mm-hmm. I had a quick question for you guys. Ricky Fowler, he was flirting with it for a couple days there. He is a recurring guest, so I don't want to say anything out of order here, but we do have the theory that candy-ass uniforms can't win titles.
Absolutely.
So are we a little nervous? He had that bright orange on Sunday.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, I was just thinking, hey, is Ricky Fowler playing for the Dolphins? Because, you know, this sucks.
Yeah. If I'm Ricky, you know, Tiger's not going to be in contention on Sundays anytime soon. Somebody needs to swoop in and grab the red over.
Take those reds.
I'm so dumb that I will root for any golfer that makes playing in red on Sundays his thing now, because that's as close as we're going to get to cheering on Tiger again.
I agree.
So, Ricky, maybe just rock the red on Sunday.
Yes. We also, the big news over the weekend, stop me if you heard this before, but Danny Ainge got more picks. The man who is addicted to picks. I'll tell you what, the 30 for 30 on Danny Ainge addiction to picks is going to be great.
Addict picks. That's what it's going to be called. And guess what? It's coming from the 76ers.
Yes.
So I think the book's out on the Sixers. I think their strategy is known. That's why they fired what's his name, Hinkie, right?
Yes.
Because it's like when you hire if you hired a chef just to get their secret recipe for the secret sauce, they figured out what Hinkie's recipe was, just like trade away all your picks.
Right.
Suck in the regular season, and then if need be, trade your picks to advance in the draft, and now they have no need for him in town.
I feel like people were freaking out. I don't hate this trade from either side. I mean, Hank, why do you hate this trade?
Because they waited this long to get the number one pick.
Okay.
It basically completes the 76ers, which is a team in their division.
Okay.
And the other pick that they're getting is like super, super not guaranteed.
All right. So
one number three.
Yes, I agree with the Lakers pick they picked up, the Celtics picked up, is not guaranteed. I think it's guaranteed between 2 and 5, which is very weird. But I don't understand how you can be like, on one hand, the process is finally working, and then on the other hand, be like, Danny Ainge is crazy. Because Danny Ainge is kind of doing the same thing as the process, getting picks for the future to get guys that fit the system. I mean, maybe you could probably say, like, you're pissed because this probably means Isaiah Thomas is your point guard for the future, which that's a realistic thing to say. He can't play defense in, like, an NBA Finals. But Josh Jackson fits what the Celtics have more than Markelle Fultz.
Here's what I don't like. I am of the mindset that the best players in the world are currently in the NBA, and if you're not in the NBA yet, then you suck. So it's like I don't see anybody competing against the superstars for the next 5 to 10 years. I think those are already set. But that's just me being dumb. That's just me being like, oh, I don't know who this guy is yet. I haven't seen him play, so he must suck.
Well, and it especially works for Markelle Fultz, because I can guarantee that most people did not see Markelle Fultz play more than one game, if that. Yep. And then like this attachment to him is out of control.
Yeah.
And I watched Josh Jackson play more than Markelle Fultz. I mean, I don't think Josh Jackson has the same ceiling, but like I said, he's going to be able to play. He's going to be able to defend a bunch of positions. He's going to be able to play like a role that you guys need.
Has he broken his foot or like torn an ACL yet?
No.
Because that's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, no.
Right after the draft.
No, because he's not going to be on the Sixers. That'll happen if he gets drafted by the Sixers.
Gotcha.
Josh Jackson's going to be the third pick, who the Celtics are going to pick. So, and then, is this all just a long con to get Jimmy Butler? I'm just desperately hoping that, like, the news is going to, like, give me the picks. I'm so jealous of a process. Mm-hmm. The process the Bulls have is just draft, you know, 4-year starters from college that are unathletic and sign really shitty players that are past their prime. So I'd rather have the process of just like, oh, in 2019, we have every pick in the draft, which I think the Celtics do.
Yeah.
So I'm jealous of the process. I think both teams kind of won here.
At least, you have something
right
to look
now,
forward
I'm more
to.
Right now, I'm jealous of the 76ers process, though, because it's like completed.
Yeah, and then Paul George is the other news, because I guess Paul George is like, he said that he's going to L.A., or he said that he is not going to re-sign with the Pacers, no duh, and that he prefers L.A., and now the talk is, will he get traded to the Cavs, which would be crazy, because remember, Paul George is a longtime rival of LeBron James.
Big rival.
Yeah, big time sweep in the first round guy.
No love lost between Paul George and LeBron James. Right. And these two guys don't like each other.
The NBA just dominating. It's like, oh, the NBA, the finals finished early. Oh, nope, now we're just going to get crazy rumors for the next week and a half.
Before we jump into who's back of the week, I want to throw an auxiliary who's back. The trade machine.
Yes.
The ESPN trade machine is back in a big way. I don't even know what the hell I'm doing on it. I'm just clicking on players' names. Mm-hmm. And when you get one that says this trade is successful, you feel like you've beaten a level in a video game.
Ooh, no. But then you got to go to the next level. You got to screen grab it and then tweet it out. Mm-hmm. And maybe even tweet it at the team and be like, hey, I figured it out for you guys.
Look what I've created.
Yeah. Wow. I'm so good at this fake trade machine online. I should be a GM.
Yeah, the trade machine is like, it's the most fun role-playing game that you'll ever play, mm-hmm, in your life.
Absolutely, but we're not nerds.
No.
All right, let's do who's back of the week. We have actually our intern, Billy, who I think everyone in the Part of My Take universe sort of knows by now, but if you don't, he's 18. He is our nutritionist, our trainer, our dietitian. He's got
maybe our knife salesman.
Our knife salesman. He's got us on ketosis, which turns out ketosis just means diarrhea.
For you. My body is humming along right now. I think my body agrees very well with ketosis. I can eat all the buffalo wings that I want.
Yep.
That's like straight up in line. So I pissed on the strip and it turned dark red, meaning that my body is just secreting ketones all over the place.
It's killing it.
I feel great.
You're crushing it. So Billy is in studio. Billy is going to give us a shot at who's back. Let's start with you. Actually, who should we start with?
Let's start with Hank.
Okay, let's start with Hank, and then we'll go to Billy.
Tell you what, I'll go first. My who's back of the week is fart jokes.
Yes.
Fart jokes are back in a big way. And this kind of ties in with what we talk about when we talk about NASA.
Okay.
You know how NASA's going on all these crazy missions just to keep their name in front of Donald Trump? Like, mm-hmm, doing things that he'll think is, like, cool stuff that he'll like.
Right.
They just announced they're going to start probing Uranus for gas.
Ooh.
That was the headline.
Nice.
NASA to probe Uranus for gas.
Nice.
And they found Jupiter's 69th moon.
Ooh.
So
the universe is just coming through with really, you know, with like 14-year-old humor.
Yeah, I'm going to change it from fart jokes to just like middle school jokes.
Yeah.
That's what's back. I was thinking more about it, and I think we can tie this to like the rise of the Big Bang Theory, that TV show,
mm-hmm,
because that made it...
You don't watch it, do you?
No, I've never watched it in my life, but what I understand about it is that it made cool kids want to be nerds.
Yeah.
Like Billy, for example. Billy, it was a 2-year starting quarterback at his high school, not to brag. He's, mm-hmm, our nephew.
Mm-hmm.
But then he was like, no, but I'm kind of a nerd too.
Yeah, it's like, no, you're not.
You're not a nerd.
You shouldn't aspire to be a nerd.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Billy, you ready?
Yep.
All right, let's hear you who's back.
High school
Hank,
football.
You go first.
My who's back of the week is Joe Buck. Okay. Our recurring guest friend.
Uh-huh. Yes.
After the broadcast, what is it, Kopka?
Kepka.
Kepka.
How could you forget that name, Hank?
It's tough. He kissed his girlfriend, and Joe Buck said his girlfriend was Becky Edwards, who was a Florida State soccer player.
Ooh.
Turns out he doesn't date her anymore. It was the wrong girl.
So wait, this guy, in addition to everything else, Brooks has, like, he's dated two girls?
Yeah.
What a prick.
Yeah, he's got it all. Joe Buck.
So that was
research
awkward.
Department. Joe, yeah. Buck. Come on, man. Who's doing that?
That would be the one thing that I would imagine Joe Buck would nail. I'll tell you this. Brent Musburger,
yes,
would fucking nail that. He, yes, would know the middle,
like,
name.
And here's her Instagram,
yeah,
account.
Yeah, and here's her favorite positions, allegedly.
All right, Billy, let's go. You've waited long enough. Okay. Your who's back of the week.
High school football is back.
Okay.
That's like one of two things that Billy passed on. That's like one of two things that Billy knows exist in life.
Okay.
High school football and ketosis.
Yeah, all right. Give us your reasoning, because this is you're beefing it right now, as you say, as Billy says.
Grad parties are over. Coaches are distributing helmets and shoulder pads.
It's June. How are grad parties over?
Okay, I'm going to do my...
No.
You graduated on Friday.
Yeah, mini camps in full effect.
Okay, all right. We're going to come back...
Is it August?
We're going to come back to Billy at the end of the show, because we have a new segment. Billy, that was... We're going to work on that.
I'm actually glad that he beefed his first one, because you know, he knows that he's got to learn now.
Yeah, you got to learn, but not too much, because then you're a nerd. But, Billy, we're going to come back to you, because we have a new segment called Higher Education at the end of the show.
You said higher learning before.
Higher learning, because Billy is going to college this fall, and we are going to give him advice as his fun uncles. And we're going to make it a whole segment where all of the award-winning listeners who are maybe venturing out for the first time in that big, scary world can ask us questions, and us wise men can answer it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my who's back. I have two. I have Zima. Did you see Zima's back?
Zima's back. No, dude,
I've
been hoping for Zima to come back for the last 10 years.
I don't know what the fuck happened, but like I saw Zima all over the place this weekend. So I guess Zimas are back.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. It's like Zima and JNCOs. Those are two things that I've been waiting for.
Do you know what's also what going to come
Zima?
Back?
Zima. It's, explain it to Hank. Zima is like Smirnoff Ice before Smirnoff Ice existed.
Yeah.
It's like Zima, crystal clear Pepsi, mm-hmm. and then there was like a crystal clear Amoco gasoline that all came out in the same year back in 1998 or something like that. Clear was the new hot.
Wow. So you didn't know. Wow. Zima is. This is what happens. Zima is now retro cool. Mm-hmm. But you know what it means, though.
It's booze?
It's going to get. Yeah, it's booze.
It's booze.
Yeah, it's Smirnoff Ice.
Billy's parents were probably drinking Zima when he was conceived.
Yeah, probably. we're going to end up having. It's going to. Icing Bros is going to come back. That's going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call it right
Take
now.
Take a knee and chug.
Yeah, that was a tough summer of 2008 or 9, whatever it was. All right. My other who's back, people yelling random shit at golf tournaments. That's always been back, but people getting mad at those people is really back. Mm-hmm. It was like, I feel like this tournament, for some reason, went over the top.
Because it was in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and people were yelling. I heard someone yell, like, the McRib is back. We had a couple JJOs. We had the get in the hole guys I always love.
Mm-hmm.
When you,
mm-hmm.
like, drive a par 5 and get in the hole.
I mean, you never know.
Yeah, but then the backlash has been great. People on Twitter are very upset that drunk guys in the sun all day are yelling around a live mic.
I mean, that's
that would never happen.
That's just a really easy target to get mad at. Of course those guys are idiots.
Right.
Like, you don't have to say that.
Yeah.
It's like being like, hey, Hitler was bad. We know.
Yeah, we
don't have to. Hey, you know what they're doing? They're virtue signaling.
But you know what?
That's my new phrase that I learned.
The crazy part to me is like, you can be mad sitting on your couch, but if you went and stood in the sun all day watching golf and had like 10 to 12 beers, and there was a live mic right next to you, you'd mm-hmm. probably be screaming something too.
I think everybody that attends a golf course should get one of those.
Yeah.
But use it wisely.
Yeah, use it wisely. Maybe Infowars.com.
Yeah.
Prison Planet.
PrisonPlanet.tv. Infowars. We just ate a big bowl of chili on the course on the 18th green. The globalists don't want you to know that.
If you want to listen to more golf talk, we have a great golf podcast under the Barstool umbrella. It's called Foreplay.
F-O-R-E. Get it?
Yeah. It's hosted by our friends Riggs and Trent. So you can download that right now in iTunes. And they'll break down the entire U.S. Open more than just Brooks Koepka.
Mm.
Koepka.
And his perfect life.
And his perfect life.
He probably didn't win that much money, did he?
He won $2.16 million.
Fuck.
Yeah, but remember taxes.
Taxes,
bro. That's a big chunk.
That's $1 million for each girlfriend.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's do our Mount Rushmores. We have Mount Rushmore with Blake Griffin, NBA Cities, and Mount Rushmore with Michael Rapaport, sitcom dads.
Before we get to our Mount Rushmore with Blake Griffin, who's going to tell us the best NBA cities, I want to talk to you guys about SeatGeek. Buying tickets can be complicated and confusing, but there's a simpler way to buy, and that's with SeatGeek. It's the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to your team's favorite games. Whether you're spending a day at the ballpark, searching for the perfect gift, or hunting down a last-minute deal, SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. Nothing beats being there in person for the biggest plays of the year, and SeatGeek is going to get you closer to the action for a great value. I've got the app on my phone. It's the easiest way that I've found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere. With just a few taps, I can instantly find seats. I actually just used SeatGeek for some Mets tickets the other weekend. The Mets suck, but the seats were awesome. SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to compare prices and find amazing deals. And to help you get the most bang for your buck, SeatGeek grades every ticket based on value to help you immediately identify the best seats that fit your budget. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed, so you can shop with confidence. It doesn't end with sports either. SeatGeek has plenty of concert, comedy, and theater tickets available too. Best of all, we're going to get you $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app, enter promo code TAKE today. That's enter promo code TAKE. Then you're going to get $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase.
All right, we now welcome on, continuing our Mount Rushmore recurring guests, Blake Griffin from the Los Angeles Clippers for now.
Nay of the Los Angeles Clippers.
We were just talking to you. How's everything going?
It's going well. You know, still recovering from my foot, my entire foot injury.
Same.
Yep. Good thing you didn't get bit by a dog. Let's just say that.
No, yeah.
So how's the toe doing?
Serious. Toes are great. Foot, you know, not so much. Just slow process, but it's feeling good, feeling better, you know.
Okay.
Be back soon.
All right. So, like we have explained, it is Mount Rushmore season when no one has anything. There's no sports to talk about, so we make up our own debates. And we have started it this year with a Mount Rushmore of recurring guests. You are in high company with Scott Van Pelt, Mr. Portnoy, our lawyer, and Michael Rapoport, who's just like an NBA agitator.
He's a man about the league. Do you know Mike?
Yeah, I've talked to him a couple times. He's excitable. I guess that's the way I describe Mike. He's excitable.
Do you like his laugh? His ha-ha-ha-ha-ha?
I just like his overall general outlook on life, how he just seems to hate everything.
Mm-hmm.
But also kind of appreciate it at the same time. That's not an easy quality to have.
What's the piece of your game that you're working on while your foot's hurt? Because you know how that's like whenever someone gets injured, they're like, oh, they injured this, but now they're an unbelievable three-point shooter. So let's get that in the mainstream media. Like, what have you been working on? You been dribbling or anything?
Yeah, I've been doing some ball handling stuff. You know, working on doing dribbling tennis ball around the house.
Ooh.
So I heard that was a Steve Nash trick from back in his college days. Used to dribble a tennis ball around. So, listen, I'm not saying I'm going to be Steve Nash level ball handling next season, but it's a possibility. I mean, guess.
Sounds like it.
It sounds like you're going to be able to play any position next year.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah,
you and LeBron, the only two guys in the league that can do it.
Mm.
Yeah. So
I like it.
You heard it here first.
All right. So Mount Rushmore, we are doing a specific Mount Rushmore for each of our Mount Rushmore recurring guests. So this one we are doing very, very specific to you, NBA cities. So our Mount Rushmore, this has nothing to do with you being a free agent. No. Not at all. We're just world travelers ourselves. And you can say that because there's a team in Toronto. We are world travelers and we just like to go to different cities. So we're going to do NBA cities. Hank, why don't you start and then we'll go Blake next and then PFT and I will go.
Okay. My number one would be Atlanta.
Oh,
okay. I thought you were going to go Boston.
That's a shocker. Why would you think that?
Huh?
I don't know.
So what do you think about Atlanta, Blake?
I think Atlanta is solid. I don't know if it's on my Mount Rushmore, but it's solid. Ooh.
But okay, but so maybe good. in the running, there. Yeah. Okay.
Oh wait, no. Yeah.
Okay.
It's probably not in the running, but.
Okay. Not in the running. Yep. Atlanta, not in the running.
Cross that one
are
off his list.
About Mount Rushmore.
No, Mount Rushmore. Was Atlanta at any point in the running for your Mount Rushmore of NBA cities?
It came up. You know, I try to do a thing where I pick two sleeper cities and then two somewhat obvious cities.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Atlanta came up for discussion in the sleeper city, but ultimately didn't make the cut. And, you know, we feel terrible about that, but you know, it's ultimately a decision I had to come to.
Yeah. Gotcha. For you and your family. Yes. For two great things.
Yeah, for me.
Two great things about Atlanta. They're really big on doing, like, the fake wedding proposals that get turned down, that type of stuff in place.
Yeah, or the mascot, like, Chicago does this too, but pouring, like, a pizza on someone's face.
Accidentally.
Yeah.
Whoops, I slipped.
And
then they're also really good about
throw the pie.
They're really good about giving huge contracts to not so great players. Yeah. So just anybody out
there. Yeah. So what is this the Mount Rushmore? Is this going to be like more about the city or the arena or the team?
Everything. Lifestyle.
Okay, so,
quality of life. State income tax. Mm-hmm. All that stuff.
Okay. So Blake Griffin officially says Atlanta bad sports town. Who's number two?
All right. Number two.
My number two is Milwaukee. We went there in the fall, and the place was just lively. You could just feel the Bucks fever coming from everywhere.
Yeah.
Didn't we go there before it was NBA season?
Yep.
Yeah, but you could still feel.
It was an NBA town.
You could just still feel the, like, they were itching to get back in NBA time.
I actually had Milwaukee on my Mount Rushmore as well. Milwaukee is a very underrated city, also known as a suburb of Chicago.
The Queen City.
Mm-hmm. Blake, thoughts on Milwaukee?
See, this is our problem. On the East, we don't spend. We go there once, you know. So
right.
I don't spend enough time there. It's normally like on a back to back in Chicago, so we're there for like less than 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Some of the cities, I'll be honest, like I'm biased because we don't spend as much time there.
Right.
So I don't really.
And Milwaukee. Yeah, Milwaukee doesn't have the cap space, probably.
Do you like cold weather?
For a little bit.
Okay.
For a little bit. So you know,
probably not in the wintertime.
So. Yeah, a couple months a year. That narrows it
down.
Yeah,
maybe just a couple.
All right, Hank, number three?
Number three is Seattle.
Ooh, not an NBA city anymore.
They are, though. They're itching to come back.
Okay. Credit to Hank.
Okay,
if
we can – I got to rethink my list. If we can do cities that once had a team.
NBA cities. I mean, if once an NBA city, always an NBA city.
That's a good point. I had Seattle on my list, actually, because they are itching to get a team back. So if you talk to recurring guest Spencer Hawes about it, this is like Spencer's life work is to get a team back to Seattle.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that Seattle needs, though, is they need a face of the franchise. So,
I wonder where they could find that. Maybe the draft. There's a lot of good players this year.
All right, Hank, number four?
Number four is Boston.
Okay.
All right. City of champs.
We all knew that was
City of champions.
Blake doesn't want to go there. Yeah. So. Yeah. Blake, all right, you're number four. You're four Mount Rushmore of NBA cities. Let's hear them.
Is this any particular order?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your favorite goes first.
Yeah, your number one pick.
Damn. Okay. All right, I'm going to go. My number one pick, my favorite city always to visit is New York. The Garden is one of the
Mecca.
Most fun places to play. Just the energy, even when you know they're not as good, or even if they have more hype, it's always a good crowd. Great city. I mean, lots of sports. Not as successful in the past, recent years, but it's a solid place to go.
Do you respect the Garden, or do you just enjoy it?
I respect the Garden. I respect the history. And the first time I ever played in the Garden, it was in college. And there's this big freight elevator that you get onto, or you used to in the old Garden. And I had my headphones in, and like I had this hood on. I was walking into the game, like it's college game, so you're all hyped. And the freight elevator, you know how they come down from the top and from the top, the little screen door.
Mm-hmm.
I had my head down. I was walking. All of a sudden, I hear somebody yell at me, and then bam, like hit my head on the hit my head on the door coming down, and I had a giant red mark across my face for the entire game.
So a little bit. We'll look out for the freight elevators next time when you're.
Yeah,
in New York.
It's just you know, it's just like a special. I had a good game that game. It's just like a special. It's a special memory that I always have with the Garden. It assaulted me, and then I, you know, I still enjoyed myself there. It's hard to do.
Now, what about Brooklyn? When you say New York, are you talking about the island?
Yeah, I'm speaking about specifically Manhattan.
Okay, so Brooklyn off.
Brooklyn's
off
so
the list.
New.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brooklyn's so new that I don't know that it makes the list as an NBA city yet.
Now, when you're making your Mount Rushmore of NBA cities, how much do you put into the fact that like maybe some of your blogging friends live in the city you want your Mount Rushmore?
Listen,
so I almost said to play it. I almost
but
made
we're
a mistake
not
there.
That.
We're not talking about that.
Yeah, it pulls. It has sentimental value.
Mm-hmm.
You know that some of my blogging buddies live there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, media
like, so,
friendly
yeah, I mean,
town.
Definitely
yeah.
a draw.
Seven yeah. minutes away, walking.
Mm-hmm.
We're like five blocks.
You want two guys that can control the narrative. We're
right.
talking to them right
and
now.
That,
right,
and that's important to me.
Right,
you know, that's important to me.
Final question about your first Mount Rushmore pick in your hypothetical Mount Rushmore favorite NBA cities. Would those blogging friends possibly get free tickets to the games if you ended up putting the New York on your number? It was solidified as number one on your Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, they could possibly get free tickets.
Okay, all right.
I think that's something you can't take off the table.
Okay,
you know it depends
that's
on.
Good enough for me.
Depends on which blogging friends you're talking about. I read a lot of blogs. a lot of blogs.
Okay,
90% of my day is just reading blogs.
Okay,
so.
All right. Number two.
Number two. So New York's like the George Washington of the Mount Rushmore. It's like
Ooh.
The staple. It's got to be on there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, kind of a sleeper city for me is Phoenix.
Oh,
young.
It's a good time. Great weather always.
It's a young town.
Yeah, young town. I mean, you got Scottsdale, you got Phoenix. It's all right there.
Lots of potential there.
I think that's a sleeper city for me.
Tons of cap space, I think.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that. I haven't been paying attention.
Oh, of course not. Of course
okay,
not.
No. That's a good pick. Sure. I like that.
Up and coming town for sure.
Ooh, really good training staff to keep their guys healthy. That's everyone knows about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. I think Steve Nash and Grant Hill.
Yep.
Obviously, you know, we're very good there.
Amari Stoudemire. None of these guys have injury problems.
Nope.
It's a city that's about, like, I'd say 2 years out from being really great with the right additions.
Yeah, I like to get in there a little early, you know, and stake my claim, put them on the Mount Rushmore. Then when they do blow up, it's like, hey, I was here from the beginning.
It's your man's. Okay, number three.
Number three, I'm going Toronto.
Oh.
Going north of the border.
No state income tax.
Great pick. Great pick. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And the East is easy, except for LeBron.
Yeah, except for that one juggernaut over there.
Yeah.
Toronto's great, culturally diverse, solid fans, great tax city to play in.
Yeah,
very good.
The Loon.
Is the Loon strong right now?
I actually, Toronto is one of my favorite cities. I've been a couple times, and I always have a great time in Toronto.
Yeah.
Also, Drake. You could be friends with Drake.
Yeah, I mean, he's like the ambassador for them and also like seven other NBA teams.
Right. Yeah. And the Kentucky Wildcats when they're good.
Yeah. So every year.
All right. Number three?
That was three.
That was three. Okay.
Yeah. Number four? Well, see, like, I wanted to put Seattle, but I didn't know that was in the running. So I'll tell you, I went with Boston as number four.
Wow.
Oh, great call. Now, is that all of you, or is that just half of you that thinks that Boston's a great NBA city?
It's I guess it depends on who you talk to. I think for the definitely half of me. I mean, half of me loves it. The other half, it's hit and miss. Depends on who I run into.
Yep. You know? Yep. I
depends on what story I'm reading about people being heckled at a Red Sox game.
I noticed that L.A. wasn't on that list. So
interesting.
Well, I live in L.A. So.
Oh.
Does that mean you don't like it?
Yeah. You gonna keep living there?
I just, you know, I wanted to reach out and go to cities that we visit, not necessarily the city I live in.
Got it.
I also noticed you didn't mention Oklahoma City, your hometown.
Well, I'm also from there, too. So, like, I've lived in both of those places. So, I'm, like, reaching out to cities to – I thought it was NBA cities to visit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right, to visit / live in.
That takes Oklahoma and L.A. off the table for me.
Got
it's
it.
Like a, you know.
Not so sure that it
does. Any more brain busters?
Okay. All right. I'm gonna rattle off mine. I had Toronto and Milwaukee as well. So those have been taken away from me. I have Chicago. And then an underrated city, and this is I'll probably get a little heat for it. I have never had a bad time in the city of Indianapolis.
That is – yeah, I'm going to give you some heat for that.
That's okay. That I'm ready for the heat. Give me the heat.
So Indy – I'll give you this. Indy doesn't really have that much else going on in it, so they do kind of focus around their sports.
Yes.
But
also, it's a very walkable city, so you can just walk around.
But you hate walking.
Right, but I hate DUIs even more.
It's a very scootable city. If you have a scooter, it's easy to get around. Not many steps.
I'm actually going to change. I'll take out Milwaukee because Hank had it. I'm going to throw in Denver because...
Okay. I get that.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Okay. All right.
You swallowing what we're spitting over here?
Yeah. You like that? You like that thin air?
You breathing in what I'm telling you about?
Mm-hmm. Your lungs burn a little bit when you breathe it in?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm waiting for that first time out. Catch my second wind.
All right. What do you got, PFT?
Okay. I actually, along those same lines, I went Portland.
Oh!
Especially with the old Jailblazers. Those guys used to have a real good time out there.
What do you think about that, Blake? You like Portland?
I do like. I think Portland has some of the best fans.
Yeah, they do.
They're like always there. They're loud. They know what's going on in the game.
That's because they're homeless, so they don't have anywhere else to go. Everybody in Portland.
They're just happy to be distracted from their situation for a couple hours.
No one in Portland has a job. They move around from bookstore to food truck to Trailblazers games.
Yes.
They just hike from place to place.
Yes.
So I had Portland number one. I actually had Seattle number two. I had Utah great sports town, Utah, number three.
Okay.
The same lines of there's nothing else going on there.
What do you think about Utah, Blake? Not a fan?
Very, very pleasant, quaint, quiet town. Nice
okay.
people.
Yeah, so we're going to cross Utah off the list. Is anyone listening? Any insiders listening here?
The thing about Utah is, I have nothing to back this up, but there's such goody-goodies in Utah that there's got to be some real weird shit going on underneath the surface. Mm-hmm. There's something going on. I've got my eye on Utah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a Pleasantville situation. Like, it's almost too nice and, like, quiet to, like, be that real. Mm-hmm. Something's got to be going on.
What's the hook?
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll work on that.
We'll get on it.
My number three is going...
Four? Three?
This is three, I think.
No, it's four. You went Portland, Seattle, Utah.
I had Seattle, yeah. So we'll go number four for me. I'm going to give it up for New York, New York.
Oh. Yeah.
So, but I'm also including Brooklyn in there.
Okay.
Because I feel like you got to change it up a little bit.
I forgot one that I want to just throw out there, just maybe get the thoughts from Blake on this Mount Rushmore, if he was potentially thinking about putting this on there. Miami.
Yeah, I wanted to stay away from going like New York, Miami, Chicago, L.A. Because mm-hmm. it's like those are like big, like fun cities to be in. It's like I want to give a little character to my Mount Rushmore. You know, it's like my Phoenix is like the Teddy Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm. Which one's Ben Franklin?
I don't think Ben Franklin made the Mount Rushmore.
Well, he's Ben Franklin, he's our best president.
Yeah.
Him and Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah.
1A, 1B.
Yeah, the play out of the Hamilton play.
Yeah. So Miami, I mean, no state income tax.
What about Orlando? You got the Chili's.
Dollar goes more.
You got the Chili's right there in the airport.
Yeah.
Disneyland for the kids.
I'm going to say Miami over Orlando, but
okay.
You know, not bad cities. Weather's solid. You know, it's a little humid. I don't know. I just didn't put it on there. It felt a little too much for my Mount Rushmore. I wanted to give it a little more character.
I noticed Big Cat didn't put Chicago on there.
I did.
So,
he did.
Oh, he did.
Yes.
Okay. I blacked out.
Yeah, yeah. What were your thoughts about playing in Chicago as a free agent this year?
Chicago was on the list. It was another one of those cities that I just didn't want to. I didn't at the end. I had it down, and I was like, you know what? I got to take it off, and I got to diversify my Mount Rushmore a little bit more. I love Chicago.
How much
great,
do you think, love it?
Great fan.
You think you could play with Jimmy?
Great fans. Jimmy's a great player.
Yep.
Great pizza, great food, great all that.
Sounds like you really love Chicago, Blake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a great town.
Yeah. So
I think I would have put Seattle if I had known that we were going to go that route. I didn't know we were going with the moniker once NBA city, always NBA city. So Seattle has a chance because that's an awesome city.
I'm happy we kept you that because you would have been like Cincinnati, Vancouver, Seattle,
Baltimore.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You were ruined it. What are you coming to New York this summer?
I might.
If they make him show up in person to sign the contract.
Right. Okay. Yeah, if you want us to sign it, we can you can notarize us.
Yeah, I'll just sign over. You guys have power of attorney for me, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I think I already signed that over for you guys.
We should. I'm telling you, just send us to one of these cities. We'll do the whole meeting. One of the cities that, you know, maybe
that you don't want. Atlanta.
Orlando.
We'll go to Atlanta for you.
We'll go to Atlanta. We'll sniff it out. They'll put us through a workout for you. And then we'll just report back and be like, hey, we've decided we're not going with Atlanta.
I mean, it's a thought. I still haven't taken that off the table. So.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. All right, Blake Griffin, Mount Rushmore of recurring guests. Did you get your shirt?
Oh, yeah, I got my shirt.
Hell okay. Yeah.
The guy made it out there.
I wore it over to Spencer's house, just rubbed it right in his
yes.
face.
Yes, yes. Love it.
Loved every moment of it.
Yeah. Love it. Finally, it only takes like
so thank you guys.
Yeah, it only takes like 9 months for us to get our shirts.
Yeah, the guy was exhausted when he got here with it.
All right,
I got it. So.
Blake, thank you again. We appreciate it, and hopefully talk soon.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It's an honor.
What's up, guys? Let's talk about the CreditWise app with a message brought to you by Capital One. As you all know, I'm a big stats guy, so I think numbers are great, but on their own, they don't tell you the whole story. It's like looking at the final score of a game without checking any of the stats or knowing any of the context. Credit isn't any different. The first step to understanding your credit is knowing what factors contribute to your credit profile. In fact, there's a lot more to credit management than just knowing your score. And since there's no one single score that lenders use, knowing these factors are key. So here's a hot tip for our award-winning listeners out there. Don't be a weenie. Do what I did. Go and check out the app. CreditWise is different from other credit apps. It gives you access to your information from your TransUnion credit reports to understand your behaviors and helps you spot signs of error or identity theft. Plus, you can check it as often as you want for free without negatively impacting your credit. So go online, mash that download button right now, and get the CreditWise app today. And go tell a friend. Numbers are great with context. Get that CreditWise app right now from Capital One. Christopher.
The fuck is wrong with you, Christopher?
Christopher, Cosette, my dog.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Chris. It's the guys from Part of My Take.
How are you doing?
We wanted to give you a call out of courtesy.
We have a very special announcement for you.
You did not make the Mount Rushmore of recurring guests.
And we're sorry, but it turns out we reviewed your case and you've been suspended twice.
Twice.
From the podcast, mm-hmm. So that would send a bad message to everybody else.
So there's always next year. Maybe if you start breaking all of your NFL news through Part of My Take, your favorite podcast, you can then become a part of our Mount Rushmore.
All right, Chris, suck my dick.
All right. Oh, you can also, actually, one more thing. You can fight anyone on the Mount Rushmore for their spot. Mm-hmm. We will leave that legally open. Before we get to our second guest, Michael Rappaport, I wanted to talk to you guys quickly about a new show. It's actually not a new show. It's the second season, but it's a new show if you haven't been involved in it and you need to get involved in it. It's called Preacher, and it is on AMC. There's a two-night premiere coming up on June 25th and June 26th. This absurdly twisted and action-packed thrill ride follows a powerful preacher, his badass ex-girlfriend, and a 119-year-old Irish vampire. Are you in? Are you guys in?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, let me get you more in. The first season was a great setup for some big moments. Season two, it is fast-paced, violent, and suspenseful while also staying funny. And the funny is important part because it's produced by the producers of Breaking Bad and Seth Rogen. How's that sound for a show? You need to get in on it. Season 2 coming up. Two-night premiere on June 25th and June 26th on AMC. It's called Preacher. We're going to watch it. We're going to have our intern watch it. He's going to tell us. We're also going to watch it. June 25th, June 26th on AMC. It's a two-night premiere, so you don't have to wait a whole week for the second episode. June 25th, June 26th, Preacher on AMC. All right, we continue our debut of Mount Rushmore season with the Mount Rushmore of recurring guests. Our fourth and final Mount Rushmore of recurring guests, Michael Rappaport. He has joined us now. Congrats. You are in the top four recurring guests on Pardon My Take.
Wow. Let me ask you something.
Also, congrats. You're not in Cleveland anymore.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
So you know sitcom dads. So we're going to do the Mount Rushmore sitcom dads. Do you want to start or do you want one of us to start to show you how it's done?
Well, you could throw them out there, but I have another question, please.
Okay,
I'm actually raising my hand to ask a question, so I don't interrupt. Being that I didn't do that through my scholastic career, the other three gentlemen that were on the Mount Rushmore, questionably or not questionably, did they do Mount Rushmores of different things? Like
yes. So Blake Griffin,
what did SVP do?
He did bald guys.
Bald guys.
So the Mount Rushmore of people with no hair.
Yeah, and then we had Mr. Portnoy did Life's Minor Inconveniences, and then Blake Griffin, we did Mount Rushmore of NBA cities.
Ha ha ha. And these are already done, so you're just waiting for me.
Yeah, yes. You're the last guy.
You're it.
All right. Can you throw I want to hear your guys, like some of your takes, and I already know.
You want us to go first?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll go ahead. No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
No. It's my day.
Okay.
It's like my induction into the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where my fucking green jacket is. But that's
yeah, that'll work.
Sending
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
On okay. this the day right. of your hey, daughter's
PFT,
wedding.
PFT, you go ahead.
I'll go first.
You go ahead.
Allow me. Number one, I have Homer Simpson.
Yep.
So that's a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
We all grew up idolizing Homer. In fact, like every man's life is spent getting to a place where he can just live his life like Homer Simpson. That's yep. every man's dream.
How'd you know I wanted to always dress in a muumuu?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am going to say I didn't think of that, but I'm not going to argue with that.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Wow.
Good.
You survived one without the wrath of Rappaport.
Number two, Dan from Roseanne.
Oh, motherfucker. Yeah. I had that on my list.
Whoa. What's that? What's that, Rap?
Nope. Dan from Roseanne doesn't make it.
Okay. All right, well, you're going to have a chance to do yours. Let PFT do it.
Everybody gets their own?
Yeah, yeah. Everyone gets their own, so you got to have four.
But this is supposed to be my day.
No, you need to wait your turn.
Yeah, you got to wait your turn.
You insisted okay. I go first, so yeah. now you got to suffer
good
with the consequences.
Good pick, PFT.
Thank you.
I also had Dan Connor on there.
I had, you know, I'm not even going to say it, but let's just get it out of the way. Let's nobody here say Bill Cosby.
Okay.
Because, yeah, he should be on the list,
yeah.
but no, he's retroactively taking himself out
yeah.
off Mount Rushmore.
Agree with that.
I agree.
Bob Saget.
Ooh.
Full House.
Kind of creepy, though, right?
Very creepy.
Yeah.
But uh-huh. still, like, I thought he did a good job as uh-huh. Danny Tanner.
Just let me have a couple dudes live in my house and raise my young daughter.
And twins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of creepy.
Okay. I'm not going to argue with that.
Okay.
And then my last one. I'm going to go with, this is tough. I tell you what, I'll just combine it into one person. Ray Romano / Kevin James.
Yep.
Those two sitcoms are always on back to back.
Same guy.
And they're the exact same guy. Just one's like a stretched out version of the mm-hmm. other guy.
What do you got on those guys, Rappaport?
Those guys, they wouldn't make my top 10.
Okay.
Mm.
Wow.
Those
Embrace
two guys
debate.
Wouldn't make my top 10 as sitcom dad. But those are well thought out. Respectable names. The only one that I'm not rocking with is John Goodman.
Okay. Dan Connor. All right. Can I go or you want to go ahead?
Sure. Go ahead, Big Cat.
All right. I'm going to go. All right. Number one.
Go ahead.
You go ahead.
No, there's no sort of rules or regulations like, oh, you're the birthday boy.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. I'll go ahead.
Go ahead, Big Cat.
All right. My number one, Frank Costanza.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's a good one.
Classic. Frank is definitely on my Mount Rushmore of TV dads.
Okay.
And I hates George. Hates George.
I would even put Estelle as my number one sitcom mom of all time.
Very good. The Costanzas classics.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Number two, I had Tim the Tool Time Taylor.
Okay.
So he was a real man. He used tools.
Yes. And also had three sons. That's what a real man does.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I have two more. I'm going with Carl Winslow. Classic. Because
yes.
you know what? Carl Winslow is the classic sitcom dad in that he was always, always, always annoyed. Just constantly annoyed. Now, it was because there was a fucking nerd living in his house. That wasn't his son. Mm-hmm. But he had that like resting face of pissed off, which is so dad.
You're talking about Urkel?
Urkel, yeah.
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 I got you. Okay, that's a creative one.
Yep.
I give you a C for creative.
Oh, okay.
I also like the fact that Carl Winslow was so out of shape, but he was still a police officer
mm-hmm.
who spent his days like running. He was still a beat cop.
Chicago police officer.
But somehow
yeah.
so fat.
And then my final one, we know him as an uncle. He's most famous as being an uncle, but he also is a dad, Uncle Phil.
Fuck.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
What show was that?
That
Fresh
was Fresh Prince.
Prince.
Oh, okay.
You don't know who Uncle Phil is?
All right. Now, you caught me off guard. My head is racing all these names, and I got very judgmental today. So.
What do they teach you now?
Are you okay? You sound like you're having a bad day.
No, I'm I got woken up this morning by some bullshit because, you know, I've been on the road with these NBA finals, and I'm finally back in my home in my bed, and then I had these people come at my door. They were ringing the bell at 7 in the morning, and I'm usually up at like 5:30, to be honest with you, but I didn't want to get woken up this morning and whatever. So I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, literally.
All right. You want to go ahead?
Yeah. I'm going to go. I'm going to knock down your, like those are pins of good choices, solid choices. Okay. I know, like, you know, fair choices, good choices. Al Bundy's number one.
Ooh.
The criminal? The guy that killed all those guys?
Al fucking Bundy, baby.
Oh, Polk Panther.
Yes.
Yeah. Scored four touchdowns in a game.
Good call.
Yeah.
Good call. Al. Man's man. When men were men, when they would just sit on the couch with their hands in their crotch, kind of sexual tension with their daughters and just telling their wives what to do. Men were men.
Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't have sex with their wives.
Yeah.
Guy stuff.
I'm going to go with Fred G. Sanford on a show called Sanford and Son.
Mm, Red Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Number two.
Yep. Real relatable.
I like, remember when he used to pretend having a heart attack every show?
Mm-hmm.
That was my favorite.
Number three, I'm going to go with a gentleman by the name of Mike Brady, of the Brady Bunch.
Cheesy.
Ultimate cuck. He's raising somebody else's kids.
Yep. He's got to pay for all their fucking education and their trips to Disney World.
Those weren't even his kids.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what we're saying.
He's not a real man.
Yeah. He's a beta male.
But he sacrificed for those fucking kids.
Right, but what you were saying is he's a beta male. He's stuck paying for an alpha male's problem. Some alpha male, had those kids,
knocked all
then ran.
Yeah,
he's probably going having sex all across America while Mike Bundy is sitting there fucking getting snot out of their nose.
Some guy squirted a bunch of girls out of his out of his sperm.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's like, I don't want to raise these.
Yeah, ew.
That's, so that guy is the alpha.
Yeah.
Valid. and it's sitcoms, dads. So I can't. I just wanted to give an honorable mention. As far as TV dads, if it was TV dads, he would be the first one out of my mouth. But I just want to do this while we're still focused on this because I know people are just hanging on the edge of their seats to hear my fourth and final pick. But it is sitcom dads. But Tony Soprano, Tony S, would be number one.
Yep.
My fourth and final pick, the late great Alan Thicke. Growing Pains.
Ooh.
Just passed away. Growing Pains, iconic. Launched the career of the biggest movie star and the consummate stick man, Leonardo DiCaprio. Alan Thicke rounds off my top four of not much more of sitcom dads.
Okay, I have a question for everyone out there. This is an embrace debate.
Okay.
Similar to Kurt Schilling going a little crazy, and, Hank, I don't know, Red Sox fans, does it change their perception of the team because he's gone a little crazy? Does Kirk Cameron going a little crazy change your perception at all of Growing Pains?
Well, no, because he might have failed with Kirk Cameron, but he did a great job with Leonardo DiCaprio. So the Leonardo DiCaprio success far outweighs the Kirk Cameron, the debacle.
It's a wash.
When you say stick man, are you talking about a guy that does sex?
Yeah.
Talking about that.
Oh, yeah. Oof.
I'm talking about
that.
Keep
your pants on.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Okay. But those are my four. I also, I know that most of your fans, my other one that I was really considering is the great Carol O'Connor, All in the Family. But his kids were grown, and he wasn't necessarily the perfect father because he brought racism and misogyny into the home, but he was entertaining to watch. So I just want to let you know I gave this a lot of thought and consideration.
That's fair.
I appreciate that.
Fair.
Yeah, some of your best sitcom dad friends are racist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exactly. So,
Hank,
that's my four.
Okay, I would say I'm going to give you a B minus on your four.
That was all right.
What are you going to give yourself? You're going to give
A+.
Me a fucking B minus.
I didn't like the Brady Bunch.
I have an A+.
Here comes an A+. I'm sure you'll love all of these.
Okay,
Mike.
Go ahead.
Number one, Red Foreman.
Great. Wait. Go ahead.
Red Foreman.
Wait. Red Foreman. Wait. Right now.
It's Hank.
Hank, what are you going to get obscure and shit?
What?
No. Hank's a stick man. He knows all about it.
Okay, but you're getting real obscure. Who's Red Foreman?
That 70s show?
That 70s show.
If obscure, obscure is shows that were after 1980, then I'm gonna get obscure.
Yeah.
That's a good choice.
Red Foreman, Michael Bluth, Arrested Development.
Ooh, good choice, Hank.
Mm-hmm.
Hank Hill, King of the Hill.
Oh. Okay.
All right. See, my problem with Michael Bluth is he was the sixth best character on that show.
Mm-hmm.
Still a great dad, though.
He was
still
just
very good dad.
You could plug and play any white middle-aged guy, except for maybe, I don't know, like Michael Rapaport, into that role. Whoa. And it would be great.
Hey, fuck off, man.
My last one might be a little obscure. It's Ray from Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Do your last one.
Ray from Trailer Park Boys.
I'm going to tell you something right now. That's not better than my list at all. First of all, Sanford and Son.
No one knows those shows that came out like 25 years ago.
No, I'm on his team for Sanford and Son.
Yeah, but I would
Red
say
Fox trumps everybody.
Anybody that watched any Atlanta Braves games growing up that went into rain delay, they know Sanford and Son.
Yeah. Right? Michael Rapaport, you are on the Mount Rushmore of recurring guests. When are you coming to New York again?
I got one more question.
Yeah.
When you do the Mount Rushmore, is there going to be an order of who got up there first? Because that's going to have to, because I got to sign off on this. You're not going to just use my image and likeness and throw it up on a Mount Rushmore, like squeeze me in between SVP fucking Blake Griffin with Dave Portnoy's dad at the top.
Yeah, you're four. Like, you're four.
Pretty much
four.
Exactly what
yeah,
we're going
to
do.
You're four, so you're all the way on the end. You're where Ben Franklin
is. Really? I'm all the way at the end. Why don't we, and who made this decision?
I did just now because of your attitude.
Yeah.
Would you, if you're in a human centipede, would you rather be in the middle or on the end?
What's the strongest part?
All you got to do is eat shit. You don't have to also have someone eat your shit.
So you're saying the end of the human centipede is the strongest part?
No, the beginning would probably be the best, but that's already been reserved. So would you rather be one is out the door for you. Would you rather be two and three and have to eat shit and have shit eaten out of your ass? Or would you rather be four?
That sounded like a good... Now we're talking about a good time. Say that again. We're talking about a nice time in downtown Cleveland. Let me say that one more time. It's a good night in Cleveland.
Oh, man.
Say it to me again.
All right. Michael Rapaport, you are on the Mount Rushmore. Just be happy you're on the Mount Rushmore. Come on, man.
I just don't know who came up with the order. Like, you guys are a fan-based podcast.
You know we have like 150 other guests that we didn't put on the Mount Rushmore.
Who the fuck are you going to put up there? Who is the fifth consideration? Let me answer this. Who did you snub to put Dave's dad on the Mount Rushmore? Who's the poor bastard that got snubbed out?
Blake Bortles.
Mark Titus.
Rachel Nichols.
All right.
So, yeah.
They should be mad at Portland, not me.
Joe Buck.
Yeah, Joe Buck. Ever heard of him?
Ah, okay. Okay, yeah. Give him Portnoy's number. Don't come. Listen, Joe B, I like you. He's a good guest, funny guest, cool voice, good teeth. Don't come trying to knock me off my high horse.
Don't come sending a blouse to your house.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. All right. We'll see you soon, right?
Absolutely. I'll see you guys soon, and I'm thrilled and honored to be there, although I will say this Mount Rushmore is questionable at best. I'm just happy to be a part of it, and yes, pick me at the end so someone could, I don't know what you said, eat my ass and shit it out.
So you could shit into somebody's mouth.
Yeah. Hey, you got the right attitude. Just be happy you're there.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate that, fellas.
Those Mount Rushmores were brought to you by Denny's. At Denny's, our simple purpose is that we love to feed people. Our founder, Harold Butler, was driven by a passion for feeding people, and over 60 years later, we're more committed than ever to upholding that. Denny's has always been a place where America can come and get their favorite breakfast, lunch, and dinner dishes, serving our guests whatever they want, whenever they crave it. And now with Denny's On Demand, we've taken that same always open philosophy that's synonymous with our restaurants and applied it to online ordering, bringing access to our craveable diner fare wherever our guests want it. Thanks to our new platform, guests have a quick and easy way to place a mobile or online order for takeout or delivery of their favorite menu items all day, every day. With Denny's On Demand new online ordering, your diner favorites are at your fingertips. Visit Denny's.com and click to order online or download the Denny's app, and fans can use Denny's On Demand to order from our everyday menu or the new fresh picked flavors limited time menu featuring dishes such as the new chopped kale and grilled chicken salad, perfect for getting into and staying in ketosis.
All right, let's get to some segments. First up, we have a bad visual for Kevin Durant. Recent world champion Kevin Durant. You'd think that, like, hey, he just won an NBA title. You just shut up all the haters. probably just, you know, go vacation somewhere on a yacht.
Right. You're not going to be like on the internet, like talking to people who are accusing you of getting farted on or anything like that.
Yeah. But turns out he is, which I'm on Kevin Durant's side here because you can't just throw around like random accusations and have it be fact on the internet, even though that's kind of how it works. But someone tweeted at him, KD, I heard you like when girls fart in your face. Did you ask Dre to do that too? And he got in like a Twitter war with a bunch of people because he's being accused of liking when people fart in his face.
I mean, I'm believing it.
Yeah.
Because that's not, you don't deny it if mm-hmm. if somebody correctly tells you, hey, you like it when chicks fart in your face, and it's an attractive girl telling you that, your first question should be, yeah, you free?
Yeah. PR 101 for Kevin Durant.
You have some beans?
Right.
You want to come, go eat some chili with me?
The reason why people hate you right now is that you joined a 73-win team to win a title. You won that title. Everyone's talking about the torch being passed. Give us something like the Brooks Koepka thing. Give us something to make fun of. Give us something to make you relatable. Be the fart face guy.
It actually humanizes him a little
right,
bit, doesn't it?
Right.
Like I could
we
see.
We all have our things. Kevin Durant likes to get farted on.
I could see LeBron James trying to capitalize on like it. Once everybody's like, "Oh shit, Kevin Durant, he's one of us. He's just a guy
mm-hmm.
that likes to get farted on like normal dudes do."
Right.
LeBron James will be like, "Oh, I love it when chicks piss on me."
Yeah.
And then people will be like, "That's kind of gross."
Yeah.
Let's get
and
back
then
to
we
the
can
fart
finally
talk.
Get that tape from Russia.
Mm. Dude, perfect. The piss tape is out
it's
there.
It's coming. It's coming.
It's out there.
It's
what
coming.
If it was a fart tape and the hair the Donald Trump to the swoop blew back from the fart.
Cake farts?
Yeah.
Ooh, cake farts.
Cake farts? What's that?
Oh. Okay.
I was more of a fart Brazil guy.
No, cake, yeah. We'll
give you some homework
cake
for
farts
after the show.
After the okay. show. All right, we have an Olympic update. It is Michael Phelps is going to race a great white shark to kick off Shark Week. Well,
why does a shark got to be white?
But, ooh. Before we get to it, though, I want to ask you guys, I think we're all on the same page. Shark Week sucks.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was.
It kind of lost its luster. But this is a really easy way for me to get back into Shark Week.
Uh-uh. Nope.
Having human-animal
nope.
races.
Nope, because he's gonna be in a pool in the race. It's going to be basically...
It's going to be like 150 commercials.
Yeah, it's going to be a sports science, like a long sports science show. Mm. And I've said the only way Shark Week gets back in my good graces, I need to see someone get eaten by a shark.
That
live.
Or shark fighting.
Mm.
Like instead of dog fighting, you can sponsor the sharks, like have companies behind them or whatever.
You bet on them?
Put them in a pen. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding? Yeah, of course you bet on them and you put them in a pen together and they just eat each other.
Yeah.
I think I would watch that.
This though, really the biggest part of this story is that does anyone actually think that Michael Phelps isn't racing in Tokyo? Like, the guy can't go a year without having to get into a race with a great white shark.
He's training
and this
shark.
Is the guy who's retired?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely going to race in Tokyo, which he kind of confirmed to us earlier this year.
Right.
I need to know a couple things. One, is it a male or a female shark?
Ooh.
Because it makes a difference, because male sharks...
Doesn't say.
Fun fact, male sharks have two penises, so less aerodynamic. If it's a female shark, then I'm betting on the shark. Second, is it saltwater or freshwater? Like, whose home court is it?
Hmm. These are questions I don't know.
Yeah.
And guess what? They're probably going to make us tune in, so I'm never going to find out.
To find out what
it
is.
I want to try to remain ignorant about this forever.
I'm a little excited about it. I know that you're disillusioned in Shark Week.
They've lost me.
I can tell
that.
You've got the 1,000-yard stare.
You know what I need is that guy, that asshole who walks across wires. Bring him back. That was cool.
Ooh, yeah. The guy that did the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, and then he did Chicago.
Ooh. All right, yeah. So he can walk over a bunch of great white sharks.
Mm.
Or he can maybe get like on a motorcycle or a jet ski and then go off a ramp and then jump over the sharks.
Or
that would be really good to bring Shark Week back.
Or putting it all together, we cover him in Cheetos and we have him walk over a super high Michael Phelps.
Ooh,
see
that's
if he
good
falls
too.
Into Michael Phelps' pit.
I like that. So with sharks, they have the barnacles on their sides, right?
I don't know.
Like the things that are sucking on them? Because to me, that's cupping, right? That's what the swimmers got into.
I don't know. I can't tell you if they have barnacles or not.
I'm pretty
know.
Sure that if they don't, then they better get some barnacles because Phelps is going to have those red circles.
Yes.
Let's get into cupping, guys. We said that we were going to do that
I've
last
year.
I've
done it before. It's not that cool. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. It makes your back look weird and it hurts kind of. And it's like one of those it is junk science, so I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in.
We'll get some fight necklaces. We'll cup ourselves. We'll lose a lot of weight.
Yeah. Hold on. Hank is pointing at us. We have Chris Long is actually calling back from his voicemail earlier. Christopher.
Yeah.
Christopher.
Christopher, oh my God.
Christopher, all right, so you heard your voicemail. You're calling back. We appreciate your call back. You did not make the Mount Rushmore of recurring guests.
I was a little disappointed by that, I'm not going to lie.
Well, yeah. I'm glad you're disappointed.
Yeah, good.
Maybe that'll teach you to maybe let us break the news every now and again whenever you do something major.
Do you know why you didn't make it?
Why didn't I make it?
Because of what PFT just said. You're not listening either, so double not making it now.
We couldn't in good conscience give you that award having been suspended twice from the show. So that
I'm
would send
like
a bad message.
I'm like a ground floor investor that didn't get anything is mm-hmm. how I feel.
Yeah.
Because I let you into my life, my personal life. First show ever.
Mm-hmm.
Had my son. He was like an infant. We talked for like 30 minutes.
True.
And now you guys are big time and I don't make the Mount Rushmore.
Ooh, so you're spinning it on us. Well, you have been the only guest we've ever had that's been suspended twice by Pardon My Take.
Kind of the bad boy.
Yeah.
So what gives on the third chance? I mean, here we are.
Right. So we in our voicemail, we explained if you'd like to be on the Mount Rushmore of recurring guests next year, you have to physically fight one of the current members. So it's Scott Van Pelt, Mr. Portnoy, who we won't let you fight him because we care about him too much, Michael Rapaport, and Blake Griffin. So who would you like to fight of those three?
Scott.
Okay, mm-hmm. Perfect.
Because I know Scott, so yeah. Like after we get in the fight, we can just like brush it off.
Yeah, hug it out. Hug it out, bro. Ari Gold.
Like, yeah, we're good.
Okay, and I also wanted to point out that it's Father's Day.
Yes.
Kind of a brag by you to be like, oh, my dad's a superhero, and he won all these Super Bowls, and he's like, you know, he only won one Super Bowl, right? And he was
same as me,
big-time actor, and like, oh, he's such a
huge actor,
so
yeah.
Awesome, and he's always there for me. Cool
check
move,
his
man.
IMDb, a lot of great movies.
Yeah,
and then you had to go, and you named your son Waylon, which is like one of those fuck you names. Like, hey, my son's already cool.
Yeah, right.
And he's 1 year old.
Yeah.
Sorry you guys are beta males.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? Us beta males kept you off our Mount Rushmore, so who's the beta now?
We're the keepers of the mountain. That's a pretty alpha title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for calling us back. We appreciate it. Do you want to rectify it? You got any news? Do you want to break?
Ooh, what number are you going to wear?
Yeah.
Number 56. I was actually saving that for you guys. I mean, I've worn it every day in OTAs, but I haven't talked about it yet, so that's like kind of like breaking news.
Okay, ooh, okay. Breaking moves.
Are you clawing your way back into our good graces? Is there any significance behind number 56? And if not, just make some
I cut. Believe as a 32-year-old white defensive end, I would decide on picking the number that made me look the fastest.
Mm, good call.
That's nice.
Maybe throw on some white cleats this year. Just a little tip for you. Always look faster.
Is that true?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually scientific. Okay. You look faster. Okay. Any other breaking news? Like, are Chip Kelly's test tubes for urine still left in the Phillies compound or anything like that?
Haven't seen those.
Okay.
Haven't seen those.
Well, are you excited to play on the field where
I got my annual drug test the other day.
Ooh. Good. Yeah. Did you pass?
I believe so.
Breaking moves. Chris Long has passed his annual drug test.
How long did it take you to pee when the guy was looking at you?
Pretty healthy prostate here, buddy.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What, right. Is that a shot at me?
Wow.
For not being able to piss myself?
Wow.
Yeah, it's not like you unhealthy beta males.
All right. Christopher, thank you so much for calling us back. We appreciate it.
No problem, fellas. Y'all take it easy.
All right.
Thanks,
see ya.
That was great. Really glad that Chris, he faced the music. I think he gets it. Like, you can see him, like, he's trying to get back in our good graces. So, there's always next year.
Yeah. We next up have a thoughts and prayers for Vince Young. Vince Young's comeback in the CFL has been cut short, and he's been cut because he tore, or what did he do? He, like, hurt his hamstring
like
or something?
A beaver gnawed through his hamstring, I think.
Yeah. So, Vince Young, thoughts and prayers to your entire career. Still have the Rose Bowl.
You know what he's primed
still have the Rose Bowl.
You know what he's primed to do right now is just go back to Texas.
Yeah.
Vince Young is good for three of those storylines a year where he's getting back to his roots and he's hanging out around the Texas football program.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he's doing with the team, but he's just having a guy like that in the building is good for business.
Matthew McConaughey and quick update. Kevin Durant has answered my tweet. He said, nah, I'm good. Appreciate it. I asked him to come on the podcast to discuss. And I guess he does not want to discuss the fart face shit. So too bad. Maybe I was right all along.
That's very sad.
When I said he was a baby back bitch. A non-baby back bitch would come on the podcast.
A beta back bitch is what he's at now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually going to neg him right here and just going to say, this is live. What should I say? Let's live craft tweeting? This live.
Okay,
live.
So let's workshop it. He said, nah, I'm good.
I knew you wouldn't.
And be like, you're good. If you wanted to be great, you just go join. If you want to be great, you should join the number one sports podcast like you did with the Warriors.
Ooh.
Yeah, right. You're just good.
Yeah, you're just good.
That's your problem.
Yeah.
If you want to be great... You would join the best.
Yeah, if you wanted. Yeah, you're just good. That's your problem. If you wanted to be great, you'd join the number one sports podcast like you joined the Warriors.
You beta.
Beta. Oh, hashtag. Yeah. You got to do the hashtag beta. Hashtag is always, that really drives it home. Uh-huh. Hold on. I have a limit on the words. I got to cut some apostrophes out.
Story of my life.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're back. That was our new segment, live tweeting at Kevin Durant. Thanks for workshopping that with us, everyone who's listening. What do we? Oh, we have Tebow update next.
Yeah,
kind of fell off the rails.
Huge Tebow update.
Yes.
He was playing a game in South Carolina.
Yes.
A baseball game.
Yes.
And he lost grip on his bat, and it flew up into the upper deck.
Yes.
And I think it hit people. You know, it would be awesome if there was a kid who was like choking on a hot dog, and it hit him in the back, and he spit out his hot and saved his life.
Am I the only one who's like immediately was like, Tim Tebow just needs to have sex? It's gotten to that point, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's too much aggression. I mean, a bat going into the first five rows, that happens. A bat going into the second deck, that's a guy who needs to have some sex.
Yeah, it's reached the point where it's basically like a slapstick comedy movie with Tim Tebow. He's just like walking. He's signing autographs for kids after the game, and he just snaps the pin in his hand.
Yeah,
it's like, goddamn, that's a guy. He just needs to come.
Yeah,
just come one time.
Just come once, and he's also getting like trolled on the video boards, and it's just getting to a point where I'm getting a little sad for Tim Tebow.
I think he's still doing okay though.
Yeah, probably.
Like, all in all,
he's got still a lot of money.
Yeah, he's don't feel too bad for Tim now.
No.
His don't let this Charleston Mud River Dogs jersey fool you. His real treasure's in heaven.
There you go. All right, let's do our final segment. We have it. It is higher education with Billy Football, Billy the intern. He's 18 years old. He's going off to college, and we are going to give him all the advice he needs on how to deal with college. So, Billy, what's your one question?
Should I get a single or a roommate?
Ooh, good question. Got to get a roommate.
It's one of these pick your poison type situations. Because if you're the guy that's single, then it's way, way easier to beat off.
Mm-hmm.
If it's the roommate situation, then you get a friend or an enemy for life.
Well,
it really only goes one of two ways.
Yeah, but more than anything, the guy who gets the single, he's immediately judged like, oh, you're better than us. You have a single, like, oh, wow. And it becomes a party room. Right, you're a freak. Like, there's questions. The guy who has a single room, there's always questions. Mm-hmm. So just be, this is one of those situations where you get a single when you're in your sophomore year, that's no problem. Freshman year, just get a roommate, deal with it. Because that's also like a very, like PFT said, it's like a very like relatable Americana thing, like getting a roommate that you probably are going to end up hating.
Mm-hmm. It teaches you also to try and make a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to make that effort right off the bat. It might not work out, but it's still like there's something good about being it's like if you put two frogs into a jar together with like a twig and a leaf, and then you see if they fight or if they fuck. Like you're just put in an enclosed environment with somebody.
Yes.
And then it's like they just mix you up like a snow globe, and you got to figure out what to do. Like if you're going to be great friends or not.
And your real friends are going to come from talking shit about your roommate with them. So like you'll find your real friends being like, man, I hate my roommate. Like, man, I hate my roommate.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to participate in the hashtag roommate problems.
Right.
If you don't have a roommate.
Right.
So you're going to want that social experience.
Right. And then also one extra one, if you have more sex than your roommate, that's a total alpha move on him. Because you're like, don't come into the room. I'm fucking.
Yeah. Also, if you're just going single, then you're going to have to bring all the shit there. So you want some of that responsibility to be another person's whole bag. So when you're talking the mini fridge who's bringing the TV, who's bringing the sweet gaming console.
Mm-hmm.
These are all things you're going to want to divide responsibilities. Yeah. Also, maybe he'll have a fake ID.
Yes.
Bank error in your favor.
True. Absolutely true. All right, Billy, give us the email. So any of you award-winning listeners who are just going off to college, you can email Billy, and Billy's going to pick the best question, and we're going to give everyone some very sound advice from your fun uncles, mm-hmm. right? Fun
That's
uncles.
Us. We're just a couple guys. Yeah, you can talk to us.
It's been 10 years since we've been in college.
Talk to us. We're hip. We're with it. Yeah. We get what's going on.
Come on. Guys,
we know what's going down in the dorm.
All right, give us the email address, Billy.
The email address is billyfootballpmt@gmail.com.
All right, so billyfootballpmt@gmail.com. Hit that up.
Ooh, also, if you have a roommate, that's somebody that you can blame stuff on, too. Like, if you get caught with something bad, be like, it's my roommate's.
Yeah, just put all your extracurriculars in your roommate's desk, and then that way you're all good.
Yep.
All right, that's our show. We will see you on Wednesday. We have Ryan Russillo, who is going to talk to us about the draft and maybe tell us how we might have gotten him fired. I don't think so, but we'll see.
Love you guys. Shiny. Oh, I'm coming for you. The better to be safe than sorry. Take